Well, good morning, everybody. A happy, happy Easter to one and all, and we're so blessed to be here this morning as we celebrate the resurrection that is Christ. And we do celebrate, right, that Jesus did not only do the resurrection some 2,000 years ago, but that the scriptures say, Jesus says, I am the resurrection, I am the life. Jesus is not a piece of history. Jesus lives. He is alive. And he is the resurrection. He is the life. And there's really no life here or hereafter without him, outside of him. It just doesn't happen. And so what a blessing that we have our Lord, who by his resurrection dealt death a fatal blow and dealt darkness a fatal blow. That's what I've been thinking about, is how the powers of light are so much stronger than the powers of darkness. Pope Francis yesterday in his Easter homily, he said, no night lasts forever. And isn't that nice? No night lasts forever. And it made me to think of that beautiful song from Les Miserables, which I want to sing to you, but I won't. It goes, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. And that's true for our lives. It's true for everything, that even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. And you know, sometimes we all go through different things in our lives. And sometimes we think, is this ever going to like end? You know, and just a little tiny example is that a week ago today, I came back from Guatemala. I had only been there for a few days, you know. And on my way there, I was on the plane. It was two flights. My layover on the way there was in Houston. Well, anyway, from here to Houston, I'm sitting on this plane, and I'm the guy in the middle, you know, and there's two guys on the side of me, and they've got their elbows in my sides. And I thought, is this plane ride ever going to end? And so then I thought, well, surely the next plane will be better. It wasn't. And I don't know why. I always am in the last boarding class. I flew United there. They have five boarding groups. And I'm always number five. And then I flew America on the way home. And America has nine boarding groups. I'm number nine. Like, I'm always the last one on the plane. And I don't know how to fix that. Because I check in as soon as I can. Maybe I should check in later. I don't know. But anyway, so then I thought, okay, well, once I'm there, like, I will pay extra on my way home. Not for first class. I'm not that rich. But I paid $16 so that on my way from Guatemala to Miami, I would be sitting on a window seat. And so I get on the plane. There's a little kid sitting in my seat. And I'm kind of confused at first. You know, your seat is taken. You don't expect that. And so the stewardess says, was there a problem? I said, what? 32F, I think that's me, right over there. And she says, well, And it was this kid who was sitting in the wrong seat. There were two kids and two parents. And I knew it would be World War III to move that kid out of that seat. And so when you have a collar around your neck, you feel like you have to be nice. And I told them, I said, I will sit in this other seat because one of the parents was sitting on this. Anyway, I sat in the middle. And then the guy on the window seat had his elbow in my side the whole way. Anyway. Sometimes we think, is this ever going to end? Now, that's a rather first world problem that I've just described to you. We go through things like that, but we go through a lot of worse things too. And there's darknesses in our lives, you know? When people move away that we love, when people leave, when people get sick, when people die, when we get sick, when we lose a job, when hard stuff happens, there's darkness there. And we think, is this ever going to end? Will this ever end? And the news of the resurrection is that even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. There no night lasts forever, that the powers of light, Jesus is the light, the powers of light are so much more powerful than the powers of darkness. Last night we had a packed church. We had 30 new people coming into the church. Praise the Lord. And it was awesome. But for a long time in the Mass, this was the only light in this whole church. And do you know how much light that little thing produces? It's crazy. One little flame produces all this light. And that's the reality, is that you and I, when we're baptized, we receive the light. And then just a little light, we may think, well, it's rather dim, Father. That's okay. But it still has a power about it. And even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. That is the promise of Jesus Christ. As Catholics, as faithful Christians, we celebrate that our hope, our light, our hope has a name. And it's Jesus Christ, the risen Christ. And he's not a piece of history. He's not a figure from the past. He is risen. He is risen indeed. And so, praise God, we invite he who is the light, the living light, to come into every nook and cranny of our lives and to bring joy and light and peace there. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.